My guest today will be Alice Landon, a truly great aquatic star who established many swimming records in the early 20s. We'll meet this charming and active lady immediately following this important message. Mrs. Landon, I'd like to find out about this swimming across the... What channel was this?
This was Long Island Sound.
Uh-huh.
Well, my father was sort of an enthusiast for swimming or sports of all kinds, and he taught me to swim before I could walk, I guess. And one year he decided it would be a smart thing to have me swim across Long Island Sound to show that women had endurance. So I was 13 years old, and this one day I went out with my coach and father, and they rowed across to Glen Cove. And they said, jump in, Alice, and swim part way over. So they never told me to get out, and the next thing I knew, I was on the other side.
How long did it take you?
That time, it took about 5.5 hours. I was swimming uphill all the way. The cross current kept taking me downstream, and as I tried to get back to Rye Beach where I started, I just never made it. So when Father and the coach said, Alice swam the Sound, everybody said, well, she left here in a boat and she came back in a boat. What do you mean she swam the Sound? So my tongue was hanging out with thirst and hunger and I was tired, and Father said, that's all right, she'll do it again next week.
you enjoyed that, I know.
The next week I did it, and I did it in 3 hours and 45 minutes.
You improved almost 2 hours?
Well, I learned that you couldn't try and swim straight across. The first half you had to swim up and then straight across, and the cross current brought you down. You swam in a V.
I think it was Florence Chadwick who was telling me that when she was trying to swim the channel, there were certain parts of it that she would just be swimming and going nowhere.
That's absolutely true, and it's most frustrating.
I can imagine, especially when you're out in the water, the number of hours you were, and certainly in trying to swim the channel, the English Channel.
Well, those days, it was before we had the 6 and the 8 beat and 10 beat crawl, and I swam the Australian crawl, which is considerably slower.
Is the water as cold here as they claim they are in the English Channel?
I believe not.
Uh-huh.
I think that English Channel, which I've never tried, is colder than most anything we'd have.
Mrs. Langdon, I want to certainly thank you very much for taking the time to come by here.
I want to tell you that it's wonderful to talk to you, and I think sportsmen of all different, every sport you can think of, can get along together and just talk as easily as you and I, even though we'd never met before.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.